program is transcribed. Dorothy Kilgallen's Diary, the intimate behind-the-scenes story of Broadway's great stars, revealed by the First Lady of Broadway, the famous columnist and radio personality, Dorothy Kilgallen.
Thank you, Kelvin Keach. My diary shows I ran into an old friend of mine in one of the broadcasting studios here in New York. He'd just finished singing on an air show, and he came striding down the corridor. He's well set up and athletic looking, and I understand that when he went to college up in McGill University in Montreal, he won letters in football, hockey, water polo, basketball, wrestling, and boxing. Well, have you guessed who I'm talking about? Yes, Dick Todd is right. Well, he got telling me about his USO tours, and I couldn't help but think how characteristic those travels were of the Dick Todd I knew. He's a pretty rugged sort of chap, and he's one of the few USO performers ever to play at bases deep in the jungles of Central America. They tell me some of his tours were so dangerous that he was granted permission to carry a weapon.
For the record, Dorothy, it was a knife. Only the armed forces can carry guns.
Well, Dick Todd, for the record, suppose you tell us some of the many places you've hit while entertaining Uncle Sam's boys.
Well, I've been lucky enough to get around quite a bit. I've sung before G.I. Joes from Panama to the Roy Islands in the Pacific. I've entertained in Peru, Honduras, Ecuador, Nicaragua, and a few places whose names I never found out. Though I do remember the fine American troops we saw everywhere.
Speaking of those troops, what stands out most in your memory?
I remember how set they were on getting the job over and getting back home. You just can't realize, unless you've lived among these men, how they dream about getting back to their families and friends.
Tell us, Dick, now what was the most exciting experience you had in your overseas tour for the USO?
There's no question about that, Dorothy. Our group took off from the harbor at Corrento, and it wasn't long after we'd climbed above the water that something went wrong, very wrong. The next thing I knew, we were dropping down, and all I could think of was this must be how it feels when an elevator suddenly drops hundreds of feet. We hit the water with a crash, but the pilot was so skilled that he prevented the plane from sinking and not one of us was injured. But I still get a funny feeling in my knees when I think about that little flight.
Dick, there's one thing I'd like to ask. I know you entertained at a good many military hospitals. Have you ever seen any cases of combat fatigue?
Yes, Dorothy, and I've seen the amazing results that our Army and Navy doctors are getting.
Well, just what do you mean by that?
Well, you take certain Air Force men, for example, who've flown a tremendous number of missions. Here and there, one of these men will develop symptoms of combat fatigue after many missions that were heavy with flak and fighter opposition. These men are cared for at convalescent centers and given every opportunity to get lots of rest and to find some interest or hobby to help take their mind off their trouble. And it's wonderful to see the recovery these men make.
That's an inspiring story, Dick Todd. And I might add, it's a fine reason for buying victory bonds. You know, this is the last of the big bond drives. This is the last time you Americans will be asked to buy extra bonds. The quota in this drive for individual buyers is $4 billion. That may seem like a lot of money, but just consider what must be paid for. There's mustering out pay for veterans, loans, education for veterans, and general administration of the GI Bill of Rights. All these things take money, lots of money. Just think, it will take about $1.5 billion just to bring our troops back home from overseas. So all I can say to you 85 million Americans who have bought bonds during this war, remember your job isn't done until you buy those extra victory bonds. And I hope you'll take that thought away with you, because I know that if you do, then Dick Todd will have felt these few minutes here on the radio were certainly well spent.
Well, thank you, Dick Todd, and thank you, Dorothy Kilgallen, for showing us your diary. Now, this is Kelvin Keats saying, for your future, your country's future, buy victory bonds.